With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. A Windsor man wanted for attempted murder is now one of Canada's most wanted. 25-year-old John Manahan is wanted for a shooting on Peary Avenue last August. The 33-year-old victim suffered serious injuries but survived. Manahan, who is originally from BC, has been on the run since. He was named to the Bullo program's top 25 most wanted suspects this morning. A second suspect was arrested in Michigan back in November. A 55-year-old woman faces a careless driving charge after residents on Bruce Avenue awoke this morning to the sound of a vehicle slamming into parked cars. The force of the crash rolled the vehicle onto its side. The crash shut down Bruce between Giles Boulevard West and Clinton Street around 5 this morning. It's open now. The driver was treated for minor injuries at the hospital. Windsor police credit K-9 officer Rolex for tracking down a couple of suspects in a break-in on North Service Road early yesterday morning. Police were called after two suspects showed up at a commercial property on a motorcycle, went through cars parked there, tried to get into some units, and cut a hole in a fence to get away. Rolex helped find the two in a wooded area, and now a 48-year-old man and a 38-year-old woman face charges. Police found a stolen check, a stolen laptop, and ID that didn't belong to the suspects. City Council and Windsor Police have introduced a new initiative to improve safety downtown, attract new businesses, and improve the core. The city hired consultants last fall to consult with the public and stakeholders, and now 7 actions are proposed, including expanding the police presence to prevent crime, increase property standards enforcement, and lobbying senior governments for funding to help those suffering addiction and mental illness. The city will also explore short-term incentives to fill vacant storefronts. And the Canadian Medical Association fears the increase in the capital gains tax in last week's federal budget could convince some doctors to quit. President Kathleen Ross told the Canadian Press many run their practices like a small business, a business they plan to sell when they want to retire. The change in the federal budget will see 2/3 of capital gains instead of 1/2 taxed. Lakeshore starts its new series, the Schmalz Cup semifinals, against New Hamburg tonight. That's on the road. NHL playoffs tonight. The Jets host the Avalanche in Game 2. The Canucks play the Predators. And before that, it's the Rangers and the Capitals and the Lightning and the Panthers. Baseball has the Tigers against the Rays again, coming off last night's 7-1 win. The Jays, also coming off a win last night, play the Royals again. And 3 games in the NBA playoffs tonight, the Suns and the Timberwolves, Pacers and Bucks, and the Mavericks and Clippers. Showers on the way this afternoon, windy and 15 today. We'll get more rain tonight, windy and down to 7. Cloudy to start tomorrow, clearing up in the afternoon and 10. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.